In all you're getting, get wisdom.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Through wisdom is a house built.
And by understanding, it is established.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into the wisdom of God's Word. Its intimacy, its partnership, its fellowship. This is Koinonia.
There will be dancing in the spirit. That's what I hear. At the count of three. One, two, three. Right now, dancing in the spirit. 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 Aleke bararabos. Arabali kebrelele. Dancing in the spirit. Maleke branda kabase kabatanaka. Vendeke pras de kabadia. The place of intimacy. Abareke paride. Don't be distracted by what is happening. Don't just lose focus because of the manifestation. Stay. God is doing something. Tonight is a prayer meeting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hear me. I plan to share a few things about praying in the spirit so that afterwards we can pray. But God has just messed up everything and altered. So I like the instrumentalists to pray. Everybody, we are going to begin to pray in tongues. Go ahead and pray in the spirit everywhere. If you are not filled with the Holy Ghost, receive it now. Go ahead and pray. Tonight is a prayer meeting. You can pray inside, outside. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Make sure you are praying. You are edifying your spirit, man. At the back, outside, make sure you are praying. You're building your spirit, man. Break
Come on, pray. Don't be silent. This is where generals are made. Pray in the spirit. Edify yourself. It will make you a sign and a wonder. He maketh his angels, spirit, and his minister flames of fire. Flames of fire. Don't be a spectator. You're building your spirit, man. It may not make sense, but you're building your spirit, man. Your capacity to discern. Your capacity to receive. Your capacity to release power. The ground does so by her. Inside and outside. I see an angel of the Lord outside. I see an angel of the Lord outside. I see an angel of the Lord outside. Don't keep quiet. Keep praying. This is part of the training. Part of the building. I will pray in the spirit. And I will pray in understanding also. I will sing in the spirit. And I will sing in understanding. Enlarge your capacity in the realm of the spirit. Accommodate more of his glory. More of his presence. Especially if you are in final year, pray like never before. Pray in the spirit. Pray until something is open in your spirit. Pray until you touch certain dimensions. Pray until your eyes are open. Pray until your ears are open. All power, all honor,
John will pray. Romans chapter 8. Kabali Barakasubandi. Oh, take us to realms, cause that our eyes. Open us up to the treasures of the Spirit. Grant us comprehension of spiritual things. I love you now, I love you tomorrow, I love you forever, I love you, I love you Lord,
I love you Lord,
I love you tomorrow, I love you forever. I need you now. There's no pretense about it. I need you tomorrow. The journey is far. I need you forever.
Lord, I need you now. I need you now.
I need you now. I don't know if you need more of him.
I need you forever.
No matter what I become in this life,
I need you.
church. I'll serve you tomorrow. There's no going back. I'll serve you forever.
I'll serve you now.
For you lead me and guide me to the city up above.
You lead me and guide me
to my place of destiny. Romans 8. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God. Now arise, O Lord, come to your resting place, you
and the
others. That was the prayer of Solomon.
Of your mind.
Of your mind. And then we will rejoice
as we crowd in your righteousness.
Celebrate,
O Lord.
Baruch Abba,
Hashem Adonai, blessed is He.
In the name of the Lord, when he rode triumphant upon that donkey, he said, blessed is he who comes. Oh, let Jerusalem say, blessed is he who comes. In the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We herald your majesty. We join the family in heaven and as ambassadors upon the earth, we join. Jesus, we enthrone you.
We proclaim you are.
Come on, join the family in heaven as we worship Him.
Standing here in the midst of all,
we raise
you high in our praise.
Beyond description.
my revelation of Him
to
too wonderful for comprehension.
You're too wonderful for comprehension.
Like nothing ever seen or heard.
Like nothing ever seen or heard.
In awe of you. Just tell Him, Lord, I stand in awe of you. Forever and ever and ever you reign. Forever and ever
you
reign. Forever and ever. Righteous, glorious, majestic, beautiful, excellent, full of splendor, full of beauty. Awesome God, you are high and lifted up. Awesome God, you are high and lifted up.
You are high and lifted up.
Awesome God,
you are high and lifted up. Awesome God.
Romans chapter 8. Verse 26.
Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth in our infirmity. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, and to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the first fruit born among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. It's a prayer meeting, and we're going to enter another session of prayer. One of the great blessings of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is the ability to communicate in the language of heaven. Hallelujah. A capacity to communicate in God's own language. There's no time for me to talk about it. We're in a prayer meeting. I don't want to interrupt the atmosphere. But among many things, you enjoy the ability to make accurate intercession in the realm of the Spirit. For the Bible says, he likewise, the Spirit itself, helpeth in our infirmity. The word infirmity there is not weakness, it's not sickness, it's our inability by reason of wearing a human body. The Holy Spirit helps our limitation. We are limited. There are too many laws in the realm of the Spirit that govern the operation of too many things, and we can only know so far. How be it, the Spirit of God, who knows all things, is able to, in the place of prayer, communicate these deep things that we do not even realize. Help us to touch keys that are responsible for certain portals in the realm of the Spirit. And he said, for we know not how to pray as we ought. He said, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings, languages that cannot be comprehended with the human mind. And he said, he who searches all things, he knows the mind of the Spirit. And then he guides us to make intercession, not amiss, but according to the will of God. Hallelujah. And so we have come tonight to pray. And I want us to intercede tonight. Tonight is a night of prayer and intercession for ourselves and for others. The Holy Ghost is here to grant us grace. Hallelujah. Psalms 80 verse 18 says, quicken us, strengthen us, give us your ability, and we will call upon your name. There is a quickening of the Spirit. Quicken us. Quicken us, and we will call upon your name. I pray that there be a release of the Spirit of prayer and supplication, that even as we step into this phase of intercession, if your seat is interrupting you, pack it up. You find a comfortable place, because we are about to travail. We are praying for the destinies of nations. Tonight is intercession. Intercession. Quicken us, O God, that we will call upon your name on behalf of our lives, on behalf of our destinies. You may not understand what you are saying. How be it, there is a quickening of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And in the next 15 to 20 minutes, non-stop, nobody is stopping, we are going to be traveling in the Spirit. So find a corner. You want to go on your knees, make sure you are praying. If you came here tonight for koinonia inside and outside,
make sure you are praying. You want to walk around, you want to kneel on your seat. I need serious people who can pray. Can we have two or three people behind the mic? Two or three generals behind the mic. And let's travel in the spirit. Two or three people behind the mic.
Pray the will of God for your life. Pray.
shall arise. Doubt shall arise. Arise, O God. Arise, O God. And show thy your mercy. Arise, Prince of Peace. Arise, the majestic one. Arise, he that rides upon the glory of God. Arise, for the sake of your church. Arise, and birth us into our prophetic destiny. Arise, O God, O great one, the Lord strong and mighty. Arise, and let the reign of evil end in our lives. Arise, and let the oppression cease. Arise, and let the nations be your God. For the years of pain, for the years of travail, for the years of toil, arise. Come on, your praise, don't stop. Arise, thou great shepherd, and bring us into our rest with travail. There remaineth a rest. He that is entering into his rest and sees by his word. Set yourself on fire. Set yourself on fire. Spirit and his minister, the flames on fire. It's a sacrifice. It's not convenient. Your flesh will rescue you. But pray. Your flesh will rescue you. But pray. Bring your flesh under subjection. Pray. You may be tired. But pray. You may be weary. But pray. You may be weak. Pray. It's a sacrifice. For in thy strength, all in the day of the make spiritual investment. Sow to the spirit. Sow to the spirit. Sow to the spirit. Sow to the spirit. Sow to your destiny. Sow to your destiny. Let's go, 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 let's go
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Path of His worship.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bible says, likewise, the Spirit says, for we know not how to pray. We ought to. But the Spirit maketh intercession. I see the glory of the Lord risen upon you. That's what I see.
I see the glory of the Lord is risen upon you.
I see the favor of the Lord.
I see the favor of the Lord is upon me.
I see the power of the Lord.
I see the power of the Lord is risen.
You can never be the same again. No. I see the glory of the Lord.
I see the glory of the Lord is risen upon me.
So I arise and shine.
The glory of the Lord
is risen above me. I see the
the favor of the Lord.
And the favor of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the favor of the Lord.
I see the favor of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the beauty of the Lord.
I see the beauty of the Lord is risen upon me.
I see the increase of the Lord.
I see the increase of the Lord is risen upon me.
Nobody can stop me. I arise and shine. Every limitation. Nobody can stop us. We are unlimited. Believe me. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. No, please, let me tell you something. The realm of the spirit is made of principles, and the word of God is highly predictable. You can know how your life will become. We're going to sing this song again. Hold somebody's hands and raise it high. I see the favor of the Lord
is risen upon me.
We are the victorious ones. Believe me.
I see the favor of the Lord is risen.
Nothing can stop you. We arise and shine. Come on, celebrate. Oh yes. Nothing can stop you.
The
Bible says the shout of joy and victory shall not depart from the tent of the righteous. We are the victorious ones. When men say there is a casting down, we will say there is a lifting up. When men say there is no way, we will say, my God will make a way.
Yes, Lord, I see the glory. Yeah.
A time will come, men will look at you and say, what kind of person are you? Believe me, this is not motivation, it's the truth. Hear me. You may be sweating now. For some of you, you may lose out on your reward. Some of you may be acting like madmen. But let me tell you something. The Bible says, as soon as Zion travails, she shall put forth. There is a birthing.
Hallelujah.
You're not shouting for nothing. You're not shouting for nothing. You're the victorious one. Now, very quickly, if you know
You are a final year giant who is coming out. Listen. No. Don't come out. Yes. Listen. Hear me. If there are giants in this place, the Bible says men of whom the earth was not worthy of, or is not worthy of, generals, those who will shake kingdoms, shake nations, shake continents. I'm not just motivating you. It's a prophecy. If you belong to that category, I'd like you to run out here as fast as you can. For some of you, listen, some of you thought you just came to get a BSc. Little did you know that God brought you to the school of destiny, the school of greatness, where champions are made. Many of you found Christ here on this campus. Many of you got filled with the Holy Ghost. Many of you came with all kinds of mindsets, but you were taught the word of God. Before I pray for you, I'd like you in 1 minute. I don't know how you are going to express your thanks. Because of space, there may not be time. I don't know if you can use this stage. For the things you have done. Come on, be grateful. Remember how you came out of those carryover courses. Tell him thank you. Many of you didn't know where you would get the school fees. For the things you have done, and the battles you have won.
Only you are worthy of my praise.
Some of you had to change departments. Some of you, they told you cannot amount to anything. Some of you wrote jam how many times? Wayek how many times? Many of you cried. Remember the courses you thought you would not pass.
For the things you have done and the battles you have won, only you are worthy of my praise.
Hallelujah. Hear me. I want to pray for you. I believe in celebrating and dancing and eating, but tonight I want to speak into your destiny. Hallelujah. When Isaac called his sons, he called Jacob. Isaac, he told Esau to come so he would bless him. And while he went to get venison, Jacob came. It was not recorded in scripture that Isaac gave him money. He didn't give him anything. But he left a prophecy upon his destiny. And hear me. When God wants to lift your life, he shifts you to collide with certain prophecies that will radically alter your life. Hear me. There are some of you that are coming from backgrounds that they've told you things don't work. And for some of you, you have fear right now. Who will I marry? Where will I work? Cry for jobs, the class you're graduating with. Let me tell you something. I need you to understand that Hebrews 11 verse 3 says, through faith, we understand that the world. Have you not heard about a man who slept in prison one night and became a prime minister the next day? Have you not heard about a village girl called Hadassah who God orchestrated that another person get out of that place for her sake. Have you not heard that it is God that takes a man from a dunghill and places that man at the mountaintop? Have you not heard that there is something called the favor of the Lord? Have you not heard that there is something called the mercy of the Lord? Have you not heard that there is something called the goodness of the Lord? Tonight you are colliding with a word. Hear me. Don't just look at me. I don't look like it. But we organize this meeting to shape and alter your destiny. There are many of you that you're headed a very wrong direction. But the power of God will so radically alter your destiny. Hallelujah. Now in 1 minute, I'm going to invite all the ministers, servants of God, as many of you who can, we'll just line up here, and in 1 minute, we'll stretch our hands and pray in the spirit. As we pray in the spirit, for many of you, ideas, connections, liftings, for many of you, grace for your exam. Many of you are like Samson. You have lost your eyes as a result of certain things. And many of you do not know that you can finish. While they are laughing at you, tonight as we pray, some of you like Samson will be locating the pillars to give your exams the last push. Although you may not, you have lost certain things that represent your eyes, but the Lord will cause your hair to grow back tonight. And as you push prophetically, you will accomplish more. Hallelujah. Servants of God, we stretch our hands and pray in the spirit. We are praying for you now. Receive the prayers of the church. Those of you behind, stretch your hands and pray for them. Come on, let's pray. Let's pray. Life, power, grace, wisdom. We pray. We pray. Favor. We pray. Increase. We pray. Grace. Beautiful ashes. Joy instead of mourning. We pray. Grace to finish strong. We pray. Speed. We pray. The energy and the ability of the Spirit. Have a lot of us. We are praying for you. We pray the energy, divine connections. We pray destiny connections. We pray destiny connections. Connection with your life partners. We pray connection with destiny helpers. We pray connection with those that are relevant. Let your wine pressers come. We call them forth. Let the bakers come. We call them forth. Let the Naomis come with their wise counsel. We call them forth. You will be a Deborah. You will be a Joseph. You will be a David. Blessed are the children that will come out from your womb. We curse barrenness. We curse delay. We curse setback. Hallelujah. Hear me. Many of you from tonight will enter into unusual levels of grace. Men will ask you, what did you do? What did you do? For some of you, you will marvel your classmates. They thought you just read English or theater art or drama. But little did they know that you were in the school of the Spirit. Many of them have mocked you for being a Christian. Many of your lecturers have insulted you. But here comes the emergence of the generals. Let me pray for you right now.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you have instructed us to do this. And Lord, I pray that upon every final year student represented here, I declare first and foremost that the anointing that took Joseph from the prison to the throne, receive it now in the name of Jesus Christ. I curse every form of delay, whether maritally, academically, in your job and destiny. We put an end to it here in the name of Jesus. And there are many of you who have challenges here and there. Certain causes, they are yet to rectify. And certain things, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is merciful, we command policies to be changed. In the name of Jesus Christ. For some of you, things will be done over your results that have never been done in AB. I'd like you to believe it. This is under the unction of the Spirit. I'm not just speaking. For many of you, you will be shocked and you'll be amazed. I command missing scripts to be found in the name of Jesus. I command pending results to be released in the name of Jesus. I command lecturers who are delaying your project, delaying your exams, release them in the name of Jesus. For some of you who are trusting God for grace to step into another class of degree, and all you need is just a push. Just a push. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, I speak over your life. Let there be grace. Grace to push the last time. The grace that came upon Samson, that made him to kill more people than his lifetime. I release that grace upon you in the name of Jesus. Every demonic stronghold over your mind, I command it to end now in the name of Jesus. And as the body of Christ represented, we officially graduate you from ABU. We graduate you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Come on, arise and hug yourself. Congratulations. 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 Congratulate yourselves. It was a journey worthwhile. Come on. Shout for joy. Cry for joy. Tell your neighbor, see you at the top. See you in destiny. See you as a CEO. See you as an apostle. See you in the realms of greatness.